Hi, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training here today with a longer than usual episode to talk some of you through pain, through what it's like to be in pain and how you can use your own thoughts and your own acceptance of your bigger self to manage your pain and find relief. So if you are in pain now, just sit and begin to notice your breath coming in and out. And for some of you, the physical pain you are in is in a limb or in your back, and you can breathe comfortably. But for some of you with problems in your core or in your lungs, it might be hard to breathe. And if you're finding it painful to breathe, then simply move your breath in your mind so that it is coming in and out through some part of you that is absolutely at ease and comfortable. And that might mean that you try for a while breathing in through your toes and feeling the breath as it travels up through your legs and disperses into your body. And then breathing out and let everything drain out all the way through the tips of your toes. Or for others, you might find that you breathe in through your fingertips and you let the breath come in through your fingertips and move up through your wrists and into your arms and disperse. And then you're aware of releasing your breath back into the world through the tips of your fingers so that you find a way of breathing that is absolutely comfortable for you, and you focus all your attention on just bringing that breath comfortably in and allowing the oxygen and the healing air to move through you and then the warmed air to be carried away from you. So the cool healing air comes in through your toes, through your fingertips, through your nose, and is again used and released so that you are comfortably interchanging breath and life with the world around you. And as you breathe in and out and focus with all of your attention on that breath coming in and moving through and being released, you can start finding the parts of your body that are already healthy and comfortable, that are fully capable of being what they are and of doing what they do. And that might be your fingertips or your big toe. It might be the spot on your heel or the arch of your foot. It might be in your legs. It might be in your arms. Just become aware of at least one part of your body that is just normal. And explore with your mind as you breathe in and out, how does normal feel? We get busy paying attention to anomalies. It's important to also be able to pay attention to healthy and normal and functioning. And just let your attention become engaged with these parts of your body that are healthy and strong and normal. And just feel what normal feels like. And allow your breath to move through these parts of your body that are healthy and strong. And let your attention be more and more curious about what is going on in all these different parts of your body that are already healthy, that are normal. And as you become aware of these parts of your body that are already working exactly as they should, take some time to talk to your body, to talk to yourself, the self that is physical. And you could tell your body, I'm sorry, I know you have been hurt. I know you have been injured. I know that this medical treatment is difficult. I know that this condition you are in is not your normal, healthy condition. I understand that you are working to find health, to heal, and to be able to serve all of me, all of us better. I appreciate what it's like for you to have gone through this and to be going through this so that we can be oneself, strong and healthy, flexible, and able to move through the world comfortably. And just talk like that, letting your body know what has happened to you, what has caused your pain, what is it that your body is trying to work through and around so that your life can be satisfying. And listen to your body the way you would listen to a friend who is going through a struggle, accepting and supporting without judging, without rushing to help or to provide solutions, but just noticing what it is that your body is undergoing on your behalf. And now take another deep breath. And as you appreciate your body, move your attention to your brain, for pain is experienced not in the body where it starts, but in the brain. And your brain gives you pain to signal you that there is something in your whole self that requires attention. And so you can appreciate that the goal of your brain is to call your attention to where it needs to be, so that you will not injure yourself, so that you will heal, so that you can go on living and thriving and being comfortable. And although it is difficult to accept pain as a message, you know that this is true, that your body is sending signals to your brain and your brain is interpreting them as pain because your brain wants you to be on alert so that you can be safe. Your brain's job is to keep you safe so that your mind can function and work, and your body can function and work, and you can be whole and be strong and be engaged with your life. And just take a moment and thank your brain for this incredible vigilance that it has in keeping you safe and healthy, in helping you rebuild health and strength so that you can be comfortable, so that you can function in the world. Appreciate your brain as you appreciate your body, as part of you that is only partly known to you, but that is fully engaged in your well-being and then you having a satisfying and interesting and engaged life. And because your brain keeps you safe, there are many things that you can do, and allow your attention now to move to those things that you can do because you have enough strength, enough flexibility, enough energy, because your brain and your body are working together to keep you present in the world, moving through the world safely and strongly, so that you may do interesting things, so that you may interact with people in ways that satisfy your mind and your body and your spirit. And just explore for a few moments what comes to mind as the things that you can do with full enjoyment because of the way your body and brain are working together to give you an experience and to keep you safe. And when you are safe, what else becomes possible to you? And as you explore and enjoy the activity and the engagement that you have because of these wonderful functions of your body and your brain to keep you safe and engaged, strong and flexible. You can ask your brain, what else can I do so that I can be sure I am safe and protected, so that I pay attention to what needs attention, so that my mind serves the needs of my body and the needs of my brain, just as my brain serves the needs of my body and the needs of my mind, just as my body moves me through life. And in that awareness, what can I do to protect my body, to give it the time, give it the support, give it the understanding it needs to heal and reach its best potential? And then just allow yourself to sit with that question. Because your brain does not always reply in language. It will not always give you a neat sentence and a checklist. But you can be safe knowing that your brain exists to serve the purposes you set with your mind. And as you ask it to find other ways to communicate with you, more ways, more messaging that will allow you to be safe in your body and to keep your body safe. Just sit respectfully and wait and breathe. And as your brain takes on the project of running in the background and evolving different messaging systems so that it can communicate to you what you need to protect, to keep yourself safe when you need movement and when you need stillness, your attention can start to drift back into the parts of your body that are already serving you well, that are already safe and strong and comfortable. And just start to breathe again through those places in your body that are normal, that have health, that have well-being, that are able to engage easily, maybe even unconsciously, in what it takes so that you can be part of the world, so that you can have the strength and the flexibility to breathe, to interact, to think, and to move. And just find those parts of your body again that are comfortable. And as you notice what normal feels like, as you notice what it feels like to have the strength and the comfort to move through the world, appreciate the efforts of your brain and body to allow this to happen, to support your mind so that you may have more of what satisfies you in your life, so that your life may have shape and meaning, and it's supported by your body and it's supported by your brain. And make a commitment to that body, to that brain, that you will do what you need to do so that they have what they need to do what they do, to keep you safe, to keep you capable, to keep you engaged. And you might even say the words out loud, I commit to accepting your messages so that I do what I need to do so that my brain and my body can function at their best. And then just take some time, a moment, or several moments, or several minutes, to just allow your mind to wander. And to be part of all those experiences that are stored in your brain, of all the times when your brain and body have simply been normal. And that normal functioning of your brain and your body has allowed you to heal, to grow, to move, to be satisfied. And just stay there. And when you are ready, bring back that sense of comfort, that ability to trust your brain and body to do the right thing, and that willingness to commit to taking the actions that are necessary so that you can support your brain and body in healthy and normal functioning. And then come all the way back. Take a few more breaths. And be curious about what will be different now. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. If you've enjoyed this, please search the podcast for other episodes on moving through and around pain so that you can have a richer, more flexible, stronger experience of your life.